This is the Forex Q&A podcast. This is VP, professional Forex prop trader here in the United States, answering your user-submitted Forex trading-related questions every Monday morning. Now, if you have a Forex trading-related question that is on your mind, what you do is watch every single piece of material I have put out. The answer is probably there. If you need a quicker fix, you can go to the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel and simply hit the search button within the channel or type in No Nonsense Forex and then the topic you're looking for. And then if all else fails, you go to the No Nonsense Forex Discord forum. Link will be provided down below in the show notes and in the YouTube description. So I have had the contact form up on nononsenseforex.com for about, 2 weeks now, maybe a little more than that. And on it, it says in very, very big letters, "Do not ask me a Forex question. I will not answer it." So can anybody guess what the percentage is of people who still ask one? It's about 50% still. It's pretty bad. So I do not answer them, and I am not sorry. And then about 10% of people actually use it for the reason it was put there for. Those reasons are also outlined on the contact form itself. And then the remainder of that is a lot of you out there just showing your appreciation for the channel, which I really do like. And I read all of them. But I also do end up responding to none of them and just understand that it's not personal. It's just that if I respond to one, I'm going to respond to them all. And at this point, it just seems kind of disingenuous because I'm looking at most of these from my phone now. And the response would have to be very short. And to me, it just seems a bit disingenuous to do things that way and not actually address you personally. So rest assured, traders, I appreciate it. I definitely read it. And I am definitely glad it has impacted your trading and your life to a degree the way it has. But for those of you out there listening to me right now, if you love the channel, that's great. I hope you do. That's why I do it. Or one of the reasons. But the main reason is to not get a lot of you enthusiastic about trading again, because that kind of happens no matter what. But it is to get you to fulfill your dreams in this industry. And if this dream ends up making you a professional trader in any capacity, and that is in no small part and due to what you learned on this channel, I will have a special contact form up in about a month. And for those of you who have gone pro based on what you learned here, I want you to tell me about it, and I want your permission to go ahead and put that up on the site itself, so when people come to the site for the first time, they understand how there are many places where you can go learn Forex and Forex strategy. But there's only one place on earth that turns out pros like nobody else does. And if the majority of you out there can wait until that time comes, however long it takes, then I too would be incredibly grateful. It is the Forex Q&A podcast, and episode 59 is not going to address one particular question, because this is also something really that I don't think I would put a name on out loud in public like this. Plus, this is something we have talked about before to a degree in episode 33 of the podcast on trading small accounts and in the patience video, which I do say, my Forex psychology series gets watched the least out of every playlist, which is true. But the patience video does actually get a lot of views. I think the reason actually is because it ranks really well. If you type in Forex trading psychology, which is a pretty popular search term, I think it ranks like one or two. So that helps. But despite all of this, I still get questions like, "I can't work this job anymore. I have to get out. How long will it take me to make enough money to quit my job?" Or, "I just lost $40,000 trading Forex. I need to get it back. What can I do?" Yeah, I've actually got some variation of that question more than one time. Or, "Hey, I need to make $2,000 a month just to pay my bills. How long will it take me to do that?" Or, "I am 17 years old and really interested in Forex trading. I've gotten pretty good. Should I go to college or should I go get a job trading?" Now, I think the majority of you know the answers to these questions, or at least understand how silly they can be. But you know one thing they all have in common, right? It's complete lack of patience, which is critically necessary in this game. And I want to talk about one aspect of lacking patience that I think also rings true in questions like this, and something that I would be willing to bet really good money affects the majority of you out there, whether you want to admit it or not, because it affected me for a very long time, affected me in a very negative way, and probably more than anything was responsible in impeding my overall success until I learned to get rid of it. And that one thing, as you probably already know, because I'm sure I put it in the title, is desperation. So if somebody told me in 2009, said, VP, you can become a professional Forex prop trader in 2014, but you're going to have to put in a lot of work and blow out three accounts to do it, I probably would not be very interested, to be honest with you. Remember, I just came off of penny stock trading, which is nothing but super quick highs and lows. And the most important part of it is I didn't want to quit my job and quit the overall industry in 5 years. I want to quit it much, much sooner. You know, nobody really likes the situation they're in, and most people don't really like their jobs. And being able to quit that job and do something you really love is great, but if you had to wait a whole 5 years to get there, I don't think a lot of people would take that. You know, especially if it meant a lot of crashing and a lot of self-doubt in between. Now again, as always, this channel is designed to get you there much, much sooner than that. But here's the punchline too, traders. Once you get there, the game really is just beginning. Every test you'll ever get put through is still done with no money on the line. And then once you actually get funded, they're not going to give you a lot. Because they're not stupid, and they know this transition from demo money to actual money from somebody else, psychologically, is an insane transition. I mean, I can get you ready for this as much as I can. You know, in some ways, it's not going to matter. And they know that too, and they are all about managing their own risk. And so the amount you get is not going to be a whole lot to start. You have to earn your way to get more. And if you're smart, you're going to roll a lot of that money over early on so you can get there sooner, you know, compound interest and all. And then when you make that next tier, it's still probably not going to be the money you want. And you are not going to be able to make it consistently at the level you probably think you are, because as we all know, the market itself is not very consistent. So even when you land that professional Forex trading job, I guess you could say, especially if it's other people's money or it's a prop firm, it's a big moment in your life. You know, it is such an incredible goal from a personal level to say, I did the things I needed to do to be able to go on and do something that over 99% of traders cannot do themselves. It's really big. But your days of making real, actual money are still pretty far ahead of you. So understand that. And if there's any way for me to express to you how desperation is not that super instant gratification monkey we always talk about that interferes with the way you trade, but rather it's this kind of low, dull pain in the background that is always and forever going to screw with your trades, because it is screwing with your ability to really, truly play the long game, which is another concept we talk about all the time here on the channel. Being able to place smart, disciplined trades with the right amount of risk, and to do that only when there is an actual trade in front of you, all of a sudden becomes really hard when you have this constant desperation pulling at you from behind. And that pull gets even stronger when a couple years have gone by and you don't feel like you're where you need to be, or on an even shorter term level, every time your account goes down. And so the chances of you doing something rash and stupid now go way up if they weren't already high before. I wanted out of the restaurant industry, and I did not want to wait any more than 2 or 3 years to get there. And because of that, I wasn't thinking realistically. And I had that underlying air of desperation in everything I did. Now, did it motivate me to learn the game? Yes. Did it motivate me to get good at the game? Yes. But then did it give me a complete lack of patience the entire time and screw up my trading and probably one of the main reasons that I blew out three accounts? Yes. I might just chalk that up as the number one reason why it actually happened. And I just don't want this happening to you, but I'm already afraid it is instilled in the majority of you. But I'm not able to reach inside you and grab it and yank it out and throw it away. That's got to come from you. But what I can do is be very honest with you and dispel a lot of these myths that a lot of you have that this can actually be done in an unnaturally short amount of time. You know, it sucks to hear, but in episode 33, I'm almost positive it's 33, the podcast, the one where I talked about trading very small accounts, that burst the bubbles of a lot of people. And they were not happy with that podcast at all. And they would fight me on it. They were like, no, I think it can actually be done. You know, I'm like, look, winning the lottery can also be done. You may actually have known somebody that has done it, but that doesn't make it the smart move. Buying a lottery ticket, odds-wise especially, is one of the dumbest things you can ever spend your money on. And that's just the honest truth, especially numbers-wise. You know, should that 17-year-old go to college? Well, yes, if he got accepted, he should, for sure, yeah. And then after that, go get a job. You can learn Forex and trade Forex the entire way through if you trade our way. You know, that's actually a ridiculous question if you really stop and think about it, but most people, especially at that age, have no frame of reference for how long these things actually take. How long will it take you to make so much a month? I have no idea. I don't even know how much money you're going to be dealing with up front. Or how long it's going to take you to even get there. I don't know you. That's an even dumber question. But these are the questions that come by when people are just flat out desperate and they want to know. You know, when can I depart the life I have into a life I want? And to that guy who lost $40,000 of somebody else's money that was loaned to him in the Forex game and wants to know what he should do? Step one, stop trading. You are probably not going to get that money back. Step two, be very honest with the person whose money you lost. Suck it up. And then once you've done that, learn to trade the right way and take as much time as it needs to take to get you back to where you want to be. Now, this is a super unpopular answer to somebody who just lost $40,000 of somebody else's money and needs to find a way to get it back. But at the end of the day, the real underlying answer in all of these situations is stop being desperate. Desperation has no place in this game, and it is one of the single worst things you can have. All of these other bad aspects of trading psychology that you might have can be fixed by putting a really good system together and learning how to stick with it. We can fix a lot of those problems simply by doing that. But we cannot solve a trader's desperation this way. There's nothing that can be done from a Forex standpoint to quell this. Now, it's great to be hungry. It's great to really want this. It's great to put forward the work and be motivated and have something pushing you. But desperation is going to be that one thing, really, that pushes you for all the wrong reasons and ends up becoming a major roadblock in your path to success. So all I can really say here, traders, is get comfortable with the ride, and the ride is long. The ride is bumpy as hell. But looking back on it, it's a ride I'm so glad that I took. And I have almost no regrets. But if I could have actually gone back and taken one thing out of the equation, and I could have chosen anything, I would have eliminated my own desperation. And I wouldn't have even thought twice about it. Traders, thank you for tuning in again. Like I said before, even if I don't respond directly to you, I read everything, every YouTube comment, everything I get on the contact form. And it's a lot easier for me to just address you right here. Go to iTunes if you haven't already and give this podcast a 5-star review. A very happy Eid al-Adha to all my Muslim traders out there listening as well. Stay tuned for a brand new trading video on Thursday. And understand, traders, do everything you can to take desperation out of your game while remaining as hungry as you have ever been. Always be relentless and go get it.